Halloween audio boo. It's Thursday afternoon. Obviously, it's the 31st of October because that's the day that Halloween comes. I haven't been around lately because, I'm not really sure why, just because I haven't. So it's my first audio boo in a little bit, and I was just coming to talk about Halloween. My husband isn't home from work yet, and I have this policy, sort of more of a like safety thing that I won't answer the door unless he's home or I know, you know, I'm expecting someone. And so even though I'm sure the people that will ring my bell will be small little children, I'm just not gonna answer the door. I'm gonna wait for him to get home. So that's pretty much what's going on, and he should be home any minute now, so that'll be fine. We actually haven't had any trick-or-treaters yet. We live on a pretty quiet street, though the neighbors, on either side of us have little kids. Actually, there's 5 little girls. On the right, there's 3, and on the left, there's 2 of them, and they're all under 9 or 10, I think. So we have little buckets for them that we made up with some candy and little, like, coloring books and crayon sets, because we're those people. And in terms of the dogs, they will be dressed up this evening. So Sammy is going to be a jailbird. He has a black and white t-shirt that like goes down to about his tail. It's like a long t-shirt, and then he has a little black and white striped cap that he wears on his head, and that there's actually little flaps that tuck under up, little elastic like strings that tuck up underneath his ears so it stays in place. And he looks really cute, and it's a totally appropriate outfit because he likes to run away. And will do so given any opportunity, as witnessed by yesterday evening, though he did come back, so that was good. Or not come back, he was sitting outside the neighbor's front yard and Anthony got him. And Laser will be a horse. He has a little, it's like a, kind of like a stuffed animal, I guess you would say, and it's a doll of the Headless Horseman, and he's sitting on a saddle, and the saddle goes around Laser's belly and across his chest like a harness kind of thing, so he likes it because he's used to wearing his harness. And it's just this little guy with a cape sitting on a big saddle, not a big saddle, but the guy is probably about 3 or 4 inches tall, and he's holding a pumpkin, and he doesn't have a head, so he's the Headless Horseman. So Laser is revamping the guide horse philosophy. So they will look pretty friggin' adorable, and I'm actually going to get their costumes out here in a minute so that this way when Anthony comes home, they'll be dressed and ready for Halloween. So I hope you all have a very happy Halloween. Be safe.